In the day's other news, the U.S. will send a combined 4 million doses of AstraZeneca's COVID vaccine to Mexico and Canada. The Biden administration has stockpiled doses pending the vaccine's approval here. Last week, the White House said President Biden was not ready to share the supply, but that changed today.
Our first priority remains vaccinating the U.S. population. The pandemic knows no borders, and ensuring our neighbors can contain the virus is a mission critical step to ending the pandemic.
Meanwhile, Mexico announced travel curbs along its southern border to contain COVID. Growing numbers of Central American migrants have been heading north toward the U.S. The European Union's Drug Regulatory Agency said today the AstraZeneca vaccine does not pose a significant threat of blood clots. A number of European states had suspended use of the vaccine pending the findings. The fight over wearing face masks sparked fireworks at a U.S. Senate hearing today. Kentucky Republican Rand Paul, himself a physician, rejected CDC guidance to keep wearing masks after being vaccinated. White House advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci said the science shows that virus variants are still a threat.
When you talk about reinfection and you don't keep in the concept of variants, that's an entirely different ball game. That's a good reason for a mask.
You want people to get the vaccine? Give them a reward instead of telling them that the nanny state's going to be there for three more years and you got to wear a mask forever. People don't want to hear it. There's no science behind it.
Well, let me just state for the record that masks are not theater. Masks are protective. And we
have immunity there, theater. If you already have immunity, you're wearing a mask to give comfort to others. You're not wearing a mask because of any science.
I totally disagree with you.
Later, President Biden again pleaded with Americans to keep wearing masks. He also said that his goal of 100 million vaccinations during his first 100 days in office will be met tomorrow, 41 days early. The U.S. Senate today confirmed Javier Becerra as the Secretary of Health and Human Services. The California State Attorney General squeaked through 50-49. Democrats rejected Republican claims that he is too liberal and knows little about health care policy. The U.S. House of Representatives moved late today to pass two major immigration bills. They grant legal status and potential citizenship to some 2 million Dreamers brought here illegally as children and 1 million farm workers. The two parties jousted over the need for action versus border enforcement.
Dreamers are doctors, nurses, lab technicians, contact tracers, and job creators. Farm workers are getting infected and dying from COVID at a much higher rate than the general public. They are literally dying to feed you.
There are legal avenues to enter our country. Doing otherwise is a violation of our laws. Unfortunately, House Democrats are not interested in making any serious attempt to address this crisis. Today, they are voting on two bills that not only do nothing to address the problem, it ignores the problem, but will actually worsen the situation.
It is unclear what the bill's chances are in the evenly divided Senate. The Biden administration's first high-level talks with China have begun in Anchorage, Alaska. Secretary of State Antony Blinken opened the meetings with China's top two diplomats this afternoon. He said he'll raise Chinese human rights abuses, economic coercion, and other issues. Russia's President Vladimir Putin accused President Biden of hypocrisy today. Biden said this week that he believes Putin is a killer. In response, Putin said it is Biden who represents a history of violence.
Regarding the American establishment, its identity was formed in circumstances that are well known. The colonization of the American continent by Europeans was tied with the extermination of the local peoples. This was followed by a brutal, long, and difficult period of slavery. All of this continues in history to this day. Otherwise, where would the Black Lives Matter movement have come from?
A U.S. intelligence report this week said that Russia tried to hurt Mr. Biden's chances in the U.S. presidential election. The Kremlin denied that. Back in this country, a former ambassador to Russia, William Burns, has won Senate confirmation to be the director of the CIA. It came without opposition on a voice vote. Powerful storms rolled across more of the deep south today, with Georgia, Florida, and the Carolinas bracing for possible tornadoes. An apparent twister struck southwest Alabama on Wednesday, tearing out trees and damaging homes. But there were no deaths. Claims for unemployment benefits jumped to 770,000 last week, up 45,000. And Wall Street was down today on falling oil prices and rising interest rates. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 153 points to close at 32,862. The Nasdaq fell 409 points, 3%, and the S&P 500 slid 58. Still to come on the NewsHour, spikes in COVID cases raise concerns over new variants. Afghanistan peace talks continue as President Biden weighs a troop withdrawal. Despite the repeal of the travel ban, many families remain separated by the U.S. immigration system, plus much more.
This is the PBS NewsHour from WETA Studios in Washington, and in the West from the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism at Arizona State University.